renowned English pianist Paul Lewis joins Andres Nelsons and the Instrumental Fellows of the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra on Sunday, July 31st, for the annual Leonard Bernstein Memorial Concert. The All Brahms program opens with the Piano Concerto No. 1.
Tonight at 6 p.m. in Ozawa Hall, Mr. Lewis will perform Schubert's Fantasia in F minor for piano four hands with pianist Jonathan Biss and Mozart's Piano Quartet No. 2 during a prelude concert with members of the BSO. Prelude concerts are free to ticket holders for the evening program.
Before all of that, he joins us on the roundtable this morning. Paul Lewis, thank you very much for being with us.
Great to be here.
Very nice to have you with us. And what number time is this coming to Tanglewood for you?
This is number 5. This is my 5th year at Tanglewood.
Yeah. I assume you enjoy it.
I do. What's hard not to? It's
yes.
Such a wonderful place, isn't it? I mean, the beauty of it, the atmosphere, everything that goes with the place is just fantastic.
We were talking to Maestro Nelsons earlier in our program and about the All Brahms program. And what is it that you enjoy about that, and especially in this particular Piano Concerto No. 1?
Well, this is the first time I've played this piece with Andres. We've worked many times in the past, but I was particularly looking forward to this. You know, especially with the youth orchestra, with the young musicians, just they play the hell out of it. It's absolutely amazing. You know, it's wonderful. And Andres is working them hard. And the thing about working with Andres is that, you know, you rehearse things, but there's always so much scope in the concerts for the new things to happen. You know, I mean, it can be quite a roller coaster ride, but it's a wonderful thing. And with this piece in particular, you know, with such a symphonic, dramatic work as the Brahms D minor concerto, I think the results could be, you know, could be quite enjoyable.
So I noticed a little accent on, maybe you think I have one, but I think you have a little bit of an accent. What does that indicate to us? Where were you born? Where were you raised?
Oh, I live just outside London.
Uh-huh.
I'm originally from Liverpool. Uh-huh. I moved down to London when I was 18, when I studied there.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you insure your hands?
Do I insure my hands? No, I've looked into that, but many people have asked
question.
About that.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you insure your hands, then where do you stop? You have to insure your forearm and your upper arm and your shoulders and everything else.
Right.
In fact, you know, you could keep going because you have to use the pedals too.
Because everything
just insure you, sure.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, some of us live risky lives in this business.
Well, what is there risky about this life?
Well, I guess it's not so risky, really, but you have to look after yourself.
I mean, there are challenges of doing this from, let's say, in the summer. How many concerts are you playing?
In the summer, I don't know. I guess over a year, I play around 100 concerts.
Yeah, so that's a third of the year. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of traveling. So you know, you have to pay attention. You have to make sure that you're in good shape.
So do you ever get to a piano that you know from the first moment is not your cup of tea?
Oh yeah. Lots of times.
What do you do?
Well, you shout for help. You look around. You hope that there's a piano technician that can help you with that. You know, that can improve the piano or change the sound or something. But in the end, you know, the thing is, you can have one piano and 10 different pianists, and it's going to sound 10 different ways. The same instrument will sound 10 different
really?
Ways. Yeah, yeah. So you find your sound somehow. You know, your way of playing is, I guess, is unique to you. So you're going to find something of your sound on every instrument. And in the end, I think you have to let go of your idealism a little bit and try to work with the instrument. You know, just trust it.
Did your parents make you practice?
My parents are not musicians. There was no music in the house at all. So no, they didn't make me practice. They were always very supportive of everything. But there was no, you know, sort of forcing me to do anything.
And when did you know?
Still waiting for that moment. I never made a decision, you know.
So your first piano lesson was how old?
I was 12.
Okay. Well, that's later, isn't it?
It's quite late, yeah. But I played the cello first. Okay. I was terrible. But I'm happy that I, you know, had that experience,
sure.
Nevertheless. just happy that not many people remember how it sounded.
Yeah.
But
seems like it's still Han Chu, but that's okay.
No, it really is. But yeah, there was never any pressure to do anything at home, which was, you know, I'm glad that I could discover it for myself.
Well, that's right. There are two ways that parents should treat their children when it comes to musical instruments. First, they should say practice, mm-hmm. which frequently turns them off. They want to go play baseball. Then the second is, will you please shut up? In other words, it's too much. Certainly that was the case in my house. And
right.
That accounts, you know, the fact that, you know, I saw trumpet players. So they, okay, that's enough now.
Right. We have three kids and we do have them play, and they all play instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as we're concerned, you know, we want it to be fun. We don't want them to associate
sure.
it with work or being forced to do anything. But we think, you know, it's part of their education.
And what's the age range?
They are now 8, 10, and 11.
Okay. So they're starting pretty much where you did then, at 12 with the piano.
Yeah. Oh, well, they've been playing
for
some years.
They've played for a long,
yeah.
long time.
Yeah.
When you look at, I guess, give us an idea, your performance is Sunday. So your schedule for the next couple of days is what?
Well, we have this prelude concert tonight,
yes.
Schubert Fantasy with Jonathan, and the Mozart E-flat piano quartet with BSO players.
Do you like having four hands? Is it nice having another set of hands there?
It depends on the other pair of hands. which, you know.
But in this case, okay.
It's great.
Okay.
It's working, you know, remarkably easily. I think Jonathan and I, we have some similar instincts musically, and we're not getting in each other's way physically, which is
why not
is
just
good.
Do it with two pianos?
Yeah, well, you know, there's this big, Schubert's biggest work for four hands, the Grand Duo, sort of 50-minute-long piece. And I played this a few years ago with Imogen Cooper. We did it on one piano to begin with, and then we just thought, no, come on, let's do it on two. And it worked much better. But in fact, there, you know, when you play four hands at one keyboard, there are ways of managing it physically,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Interesting.
And there's
yeah.
something fascinating in watching that for the audience, too, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah, I think so. You know, how you're managing this
yes.
small space.
So you're playing all of these various, you know, writers or composers. Who's your favorite?
That's impossible to answer, really. I play a lot of Schubert and a lot of Beethoven. I think I feel more drawn to this Germanic classical repertoire for whatever reason. That's what I spend.
What are some of the possible reasons?
Well, I don't know. I think it's that there's something that we can all appreciate. You know, there's something in the message of that music that is very direct. It communicates its meaning very directly. I think it's something that we can all understand, you know?
Hmm.
And for me, the effect of it, you know, when Schubert, for instance, becomes very introspective, that's when he's at his most dramatic. You know, that's when it's at its most powerful. And I think the effect of that is something we really take away. It's something that lasts.
We were discussing, so you have the concert tonight, and then you will start rehearsals for Sunday tomorrow?
In fact, we already rehearsed twice.
All right.
For Sunday. Yeah.
And
what's
you're ready.
That, what's that like mm-hmm. to be in those rehearsals?
It's wonderful. The process. I enjoy the process. And
most of us have no idea what that process is, so maybe you can.
Well, you know, you work a lot on detail. I mean, I think it's important to play, just to play through, to get
yeah.
an idea of the whole thing and how it sits. But you know, when you start working on detail and how the detail fits into the bigger picture, that's when the work, I think, becomes really rewarding, and you begin to discover things. You know, you can sit in a practice room and just practice as long as you like, but there are things that you won't discover until you're actually on stage.
Do they have to keep up with you, or do you have to keep up with them?
It's a partnership, really. I think, as you know, it has to go both ways. I mean, you know, often it doesn't go both ways. Not often. Sometimes it doesn't go both ways, but I think for it to work in an ideal world, you know, it has to be give and take.
So you have the concert tonight, you have the performance on Sunday, and then what's next for
Then
for
I go
Paul
to
Lewis?
I go to New York. There's mostly Mozart on Tuesday, and then there's Ravinia straight after that.
Busy.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. But I get the second half of August without concerts, so I can just be home.
Enjoy it and be with the family.
Yeah.
Great. Paul Lewis will play in Ozawa Hall tonight at 6 o'clock and in the Shed on Sunday. For more information on both performances and all the performances that we've talked about this morning, you can go to the Tanglewood website. It's tanglewood.org, tanglewood.org. Paul Lewis, a great pleasure to meet you and to have you on our program this morning. A delight.
Thank you for having me.
Be well and travel safe.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.